I just had a caller report. A person walking down the street, walking down 3A right in front of the public safety building. She's concerned for his well-being. She was in the car with him. He got out of the car. He's heading north on 3A. Would you like me to send someone else? Sounds like it'd be good to have two people. Here's.
Roger, do we have an age of this person?
That was the only description I got. Affirmative. He's heading towards Cohasset.
Over the border in Cohasset.
Okay, 3-0 and I both headed north, and so far no sign of him. He's a little further back.
The caller was driving with him, and she said that she's very concerned about his well-being. I'm on the phone with her right now. I'll give you, just stand by.
Okay, just find out why this is, anything we should know about.
Control to 3-0.
Cell tower now, I don't see anything.
Nothing this way.
He's on the phone with another dispatcher right now. He's currently in the woods. She's trying to talk to him, get you more info.
Okay, so
no caller give an age or a name of this party?
His name is Doug Simonovich, and he's about 46 years old.
Okay, any chance that we can ping his phone?
The party saying that he can see you and he is threatening harm against police as well as himself.
Tell him we're not gonna, we won't approach him. Okay, we're not gonna approach him, but he's just gonna, we're gonna try to get the traffic off the road and we can work this out, but we won't approach him right now.
Get his cell phone number and get that to the sergeant, please.
Go down and somebody down, block it at VA. And don't let anybody else send it to us in the village. We have to keep the section clear. At the hotel.
Received. We're trying to make contact with the party.
725.
K9, start it to the scene.
Roger that.
25.
Okay. That cell phone's been texted to you.
Okay. You can get in touch with fire. Just have them stage at the public safety building.
Okay, she has that. We're getting in touch with K9.
3-2-3-8 cell shut down. Harry Jones.
Control to 25 and 20. K9 is heading your way, looking for an exact location.
3A, a little bit north of the public safety building.
The reporting party's number to Sergeant Domon.
Roger that.
Sorry.
25, we just texted you the reporting party's cell phone number.
I'm sorry, Sergeant.
We just texted Sergeant Gilmartin the reporting party's cell phone number.
So, I got in touch. He picked up, but he didn't talk to us. I think they're trying to ping his phone, so he can work on doing that.
He says, well, he has a 425. So, let's have him get my cell phone. 1 and 20.
220.
Go ahead.
Chief, we need a car at Booth Hill. All these vehicles trying to go south are coming out of the village from Booth Hill.
Control, can you see if you can get Cohasset up to Booth Hill for us?
Roger that. We're on the phone with them now. Barbara's on the phone with the caller. She would like to speak with a police officer at the public safety building.
Okay, have him call Sergeant Norton's phone.
Okay, Jim or Sergeant, come on. I talked to him a couple times on the phone. He said he could see me, so, you know, we'll talk to him. Just make sure he understands. We're not going to come off the road. We're going to stay right here. We'll talk to him. He's just going to give you some kind of sign or something.
Very good.
Or just call me. I'll just call my cell phone again.
Okay, thank you.
Jim, how was it? Is there already anyway to put something else in the neighborhood? I don't know what else going on.
2-0 to control.
Control on.
Request use of aid from Marshfield. See if we can have as many as 3 set up a perimeter countryway from man lot to the village. And let them know it's a Q5 subject. He is in the woods. And he is believed to be on.
And again. 2-3 to Cohasset at Henderson Valley.
Detective Sergeant Seaman, can you move them up to Booth Hill?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. We got a full-time job keeping cows out of Booth Hill.
Cohasset, 8-8 to the Central Control.
Go ahead, Cohasset.
You can pull me out at Booth Hill, assist me.
Roger that.
Perfect. I advise the Metro Scuba team that was coming down here for training. They're going to divert some manpower in our way. They're about 12, 14 minutes out.
Units to help set our traffic as well.
3 cars spread out would be good.
Receive.
Go ahead, K-9.
See if you can pull up a topical map of the area here for Metro when they show up. It gets a little there right on your drive and then come on back.
For Metro when they get there?
Yeah, affirmative. If you can pull it up and also print a few out for them as well.
Roger that.
Also for the log, Cohasset K9 is going to set up a listening post over by the L to stay with the unit over there.
251.
From your standpoint, do we have anybody west of 3A up on Manlot that side? Or anything back in the development just behind the stretch of woodchip?
Marshall, we're going to send some people down so we can get some on the other side of the Ellison State. Right now, we're going to send some that he's on the going north. He's probably on the public safety building side of the 3A.
Situate unit. He's threatening if anyone comes within 25 feet, he will shoot.
Okay, who's got comms with him? We have to establish our own comms from the scene, so.
Okay, Barbara's on the phone with him now.
Okay, where is Barbara?
Central Life right now.
He's in the dispatch center with us.
Okay, very good. See if you can get it at this point.
Roger that.
Cool. To secure in place.
Central Police to Metro Life.
Received.
2-0 to control.
Control on.
Can you see if Norwalk could be of any assistance to us? We're trying to set up an outer perimeter. I need a unit at Grove in Manlot, and I need one at Booth Hill and Clap.
We need Henry Turner Bailey to block that. We leave that central officer so he can help out with his crew.
Roger, Chief. 87.
Run. I'm right there. I'll take that.
Go ahead to Kilo 1 to Central Control. Go ahead to Kilo 1 to Central Control.
Control.
Go ahead, Classic.
Per your K-9 request, I am posted at the top of what I believe is the Ellis Estate, Charles Mahoney Odd Studio up here, Dirt Road. I'm posted at the end. If you'd like me to move anywhere else, let me know.
Roger that. Thank you.
Yeah. And if there's anybody at the house on your way out, if you can have them leave that house.
24-26. Roger, there's a vehicle out. It's just left.
Hotel. What do you want me? Country way at the foot of Ellis Estate. You have 2 or 3 miles. Your unit's on the way. Create a perimeter there for now.
Receive chief.
And 20, we have Officer Goyette and Officer Kitchen coming in.
Okay, receive that. I'd like them in uniform if they can. And I want them to go from the school, CMI Cushing School. Make sure that the other schools are secure in place. Just let them know a mile away we do have a Q5 subject. That's it. We'll have other units pick up the intersections either side of that.
Very good.
Go ahead, 45.
We have 3 units coming up on the station now. Where do you want us to stay?
Just before the station, take a right on Manlot, the new station. Go down one cruiser at the end of that street, take a left, one cruiser down Booth Hill and Countryway, and one in the middle. We have Officer Reardon also in that area, so 4 cars should be able to create a good perimeter down there.
Roger, man, lock it.
All units, just be advised, he has made threats if somebody approaches him. So let's just stay away from him and give him a little space for a few minutes.
Bailey with barricades. It's going to be mutually constituent. I'm going to have the barricades off.
Roger.
Roger, Stu.
You know, several if we can get it. The canine situation, we have, that's how our canine was training. They're on en route. So, but we could use some bodies. They can get their air wing up.
Receive.
2-0.
Would you like the state police canine?
Have them stage at the public safety building.
Receive.
I got 4 cruisers coming up in the rotary. Where would you like them?
Yep. 3 cruisers take a right on Manlot just before the new public safety building. At the foot of that street at Countryway, established perimeter. Have other units take a left and establish perimeter all the way to North Central Village to Booth Hill Road.
Where is it? 3-1, you're at Clark Road.
1-2-86. 86. Shut that detail down at 3-2-Brewster. Take one of those officers that have got post traffic through North Central Village. This is Blue Box here. Send them right down South Main Street.
Roger, they have a detour at the train station there for water, I believe, Sisua water. I think Sisua might have to help us with that.
Okay, just get someone down there to start pulling traffic through North Sisua, okay? Roger, detail officer Scrappy.
Control to 420. There's a photograph coming your way on your phone.
Okay, copy that. Make sure Officer McLaughlin gets it. When you're on the phone with state police, we'd like to get the air wing up ASAP.
Roger that. Photograph is going to Detective Steverman, Sergeant Norton, K-9, and Sergeant Kimmartin.
Okay. Additional Marsfield units are going to set up perimeter east of 3A on Manlot, along with Countryway to the village.
86, can you meet me up on 3A by Manlot? That's on the stand poster.
north of the public safety installation.
To the, you know, so we should probably have, whoever's showing up here should probably be showing up further south. My car was reversed to our left and said he was going to provide it, so we should probably move people south.
Chief, we're in a country way in Manlot right now. You want us to backtrack to the public safety building?
Negative. Let's maintain this perimeter. Any new arrivals, so we're going to stage them. I don't want any additional units on 3A.
Evacuating the shelter as well.
Copy that. Goodbye to control.
Control on.
I just want to make 100% sure. He was the passenger in that vehicle, right? Not the driver.
Affirmative.
Hold on one second. We'll come back.
Control on.
Myself, Officer Lawrence, and 2-6 are at Cushing.
Proceed.
So we have a Brewster Metrolec Thames unit with a drone. They're also going to pony up on the south side of the public safety building. Police airway in the area probably within 5 minutes, so he can alert this party, but not to be alarmed by it. But that's the escalation at this point. We'd love to de-escalate if you'll come out and talk to us.
Five.
Okay, sir, we're showing approximately 5 minutes out. The last location we had was 800 Chief Justice Cushing Highway. Just looking for contact cruiser number and engine.
Okay, that's the public safety building. That is just to the northeast corner of a gas station. It's about 400 yards away from the gas station. We are set up, we have a permanent north and east of the public safety building at this time.
After that, you had a perimeter north of the public safety building. I received everything up to that.
Got a good area, probably a mile wide, mile square, north and east of the public safety building. If you could, we have comms with the individual. We're trying to work that angle of it now. If you could just keep kind of a high and wide on this area until we hear from Metro Life Command.
Okay, read to you, sir. You said you do have comms with him. Are you negotiating with him at this time?
That's affirmative.
Okay, Reese, sir, understood, and he is armed with a handgun, is that correct?
That's correct, and we've alerted him to the fact there'll be an air wing in the area.
Reese, sir, and lastly, if we could just ensure that the drone or any drone in the area is down, we're showing about 3 minutes out at this time.
Copy that. There are no drones airborne, and they won't be deployed until you're notified.
Reese, sir.
Your thermal capabilities. 420 to control.
Go ahead.
Get any kind of an update from Officer Maloof as far as progress and demeanor?
20, he's establishing a rapport. He was notified of that air wing.
You're still pressing.
Fred's lost contact with him. It's an open line right now.
Copy that. Any results from the ping? Copy that. Control 420 to air wing.
Land this aircraft, sir. We do not.
Can you give Master on a call, see if we can get some signs and barricades at 38 and Henry Turner Bailey Road, intersection of 38 between Henry Turner Bailey and Man Lot, will be closed. Officer Wilson at 38 Henry Turner Bailey. Paul, is there barricades here from our DPW?
Yeah, affirmative.
Okay, maybe we can move those off to the side street to keep DPW back. Move those off to the side street to keep people out of this area.
Sorry, you were broken up. Can you come on deck?
I'll call you.
So we're overhead. Do you believe this subject is in the wooded area that's between 3A and the housing complex? The dead end cul-de-sac there?
And I'm calling a little group by themselves to this end. Put that. All those right under you now. A little bit further north. Exactly under you right now.
Okay, received. I have north and east of the public safety building, that's correct?
Correct, sir.
Received.
Eric, we might want to, anybody else that's coming in as far as vehicles for law enforcement, we might want to have them start going around coming to the public safety news on the other side.
Okay, Roger. I was just going to wait until that door set up before I resolve it, but it's fine.
20, Officer Maloof has regained comms with that party. Goodbye.
Chief, Officer Donovan's got rear security at the PSC. Officer Conley is headed up to the high school, middle school, just a post up there. If you have a second, can you call my cell? I've got some additional information I just want to relay.
1 to 2-1.
2-1's on.
Just crossing at the two school. They're on lockdown there also. Kind of heading that way, so we're concerned about our presence being there. Lena's parent was on Clap Road, so she's heading that way now. The parents are notified. They're on lockdown there, and the parents are going to that location.
Okay, you guys on position there?
It's still in the same area.
Okay, copy that.
come to the edge of the wood line and have a conversation with one of us.
Sir, I know you're in contact with this subject. Have we been able to get a lat long from this carrier? Any successful things?
We're working on it. The application's been sent. Okay, we have Officer Greg Lowance free and Officer Drew Kitchen free. Be with us, press.
I'm going to be in the affirmative.
Sergeant.
Who's with you, Sergeant?
Officer Prouty.
Okay, have Officer Prouty come down and join Sergeant Steverman in the middle. We're going to leave McCauley, Sergeant Steverman down by Forest Lane, Sergeant Gilmartin, Officer Prouty in the middle here, and I'll get you somebody to partner up with in your current location.
Roger that.
Officer McDonough, were you calling control?
Stand down in your current location. We have a pretty solid perimeter. We still believe he's within that perimeter. Information from the party says he's got two Kimba 45s, 14 rounds apiece, and he possibly has a knife. He left the car in a backpack. The party who was in the car with him, a female acquaintance, says that she didn't know he has any guns. So, yes.
320, Gray Beam on 36 KW34, from UPD, come to the
Hangham 909 command post.
Control to Officer Drew Kitchen.
Go ahead.
Drew, are you clear? When you're clear, can you head up to 611 Country Way? That's a daycare, kids' power. They would just like to see an officer up there about what's going on.
Richie.
The state does not have anything that the DCW does. Where else would you like the block? Exactly. Are you clear, Greg?
Yeah, I can clear right now.
Okay, can you just head over to 2 Christopher Wren Road, see Elisa Finneran? She's been out jogging, left her house open. She's nervous to go inside.
Bridget.
She'll meet you outside there. Control to 421.
221, go ahead.
We have the Norwell SRO on the phone. They want to know if they want, if we want him to come down and go to any of the schools.
Yeah, we'll use him if he can come. And once he gets here, he can liaison with Officer Fantasia.
Very good. Thank you.
Go ahead. Home off of Manlot Road. And that would be one of the more vulnerable areas for walking out of the woods. I don't know if you have a cruiser that can pick up that perimeter.
2-5, you want that? Officer McLaughlin, if you want to, maybe somebody can go from the camp there and check that out.
Off a small road, off a Manlot Road. However, that's not showing up on the map. It must be an extended driveway or a private road.
Okay, stand by. K9 Sierra Dispatch.
Brian, I suspect you're talking about Dr. Pipes.
Available if you need us.
I didn't pick up too good. If you're clear at some point, can you come to EOC?
Control to 3-4. Roger that. I have another call for you when you're clear. Go ahead. Receive. I have another call if you're able. Go ahead, Marshfield.
There's a resident from 53 Forest Lane. He's trying to get a hold of his wife. He's called her cell phone into her house phone, and he's getting no response. But I wonder if somebody could go up there with him to check the house.
Roger that.
Sign of people in Austin McCauley right here at the corner. We'll check the 53, you said? 53? Ready to control. I'll be clear. You can send me another call.
Roger that. We just have a well-being check at 21 21 Arbor Way. Has been called from out of town. He's concerned about his wife and daughter at the house.
Receive 21 Arbor Way.
Last name there is going to be Miller.
Roger.
Roger that. I think we're good now. Thank you.
Can you move your post up to Arbor Way? We're going to send everybody down Arbor Way. And do you think one of the other officers, maybe Wilson, or one of the other officers, move them down to the west side of Manlot? Anybody coming out of the west end of Manlot? Okay. So the goal is to release
K-9 to the officers at Forest and Route 3A.
Roger,
moving the further up to
Arbor Way. Roger, and put someone on the west side of Manlot. Send everybody that comes off of the west end of Manlot south of 3A.
Roger, David.
Officer McLaughlin, the officers who were at Forest and Route 3A, come up. Officers at Henry Turner Bailey, Route 3A, come up. Doc, I don't know what your location is down there, but we have a SWAT officer and a canine, a Quincy canine officer heading to Forest Lane to set up posts there. He just guides them in. If we have anybody near that location, can send them that way.
Roger, I'm on Forest Lane now.
Okay, this is travel time for
now. 3-4, she's buttoned up. She's going to try to reach out to him.
Very good, thank you. Go ahead, caress it.
One Forest Road. The officer wants you to send him up, Brad. What you buy here?
Excuse me, are you able to do another well-being check at 21 Forest Lane?
Okay, what's the issue?
Just concerned about the situation.
Okay, well, welcome.
Thank you.
It's from the environment.
Wolf Square. 3-4, 5-8-4. Under you, I believe I'm clear.
Control the situate units. Anyone covering sectors, stay on SPD-1. Any officers on the perimeter, please switch to area-wide 4.
Break the patch of situate and reattach to the vapor and channel. I think it's area-wide 4. Area-wide 4, make that patch.
Breaking the patch of situate, going to area-wide 4. 1043 now.
Officer McCauley, Ford of Ocean Sun.
Go ahead, Officer McCauley.
214 for the well-being check.
AFARM 214.
All right, Richie's in reference to number 58, made contact with the homeowner. He's going to secure the residence. Sergeant Gilman, complete a walkthrough.
Go ahead.
Keep in contact Norwell. See if they can have any resources that can block the road at Clap at summer. People, traffic around. They're all coming down to Booth Hill and we'll be turning around all the way down here.
Okay, receive.
Control, we made contact at number 21 Forest. He's home and bust up. He has both the original dogs.
It's really loud in here. Everything's secure there.
Yeah, affirmative, occupied, buttoned up, and he spoke to the caller, so we're good.
Excellent, thank you.
You know, I was around the cul-de-sac. I walked around the back of these condos. Nothing unusual.
Okay, thank you. Greg, are you clear?
Affirmative.
Okay, we have another well-being check, 10 Trudy's Lane. You could just check on the party there. Someone's calling from out of town, concerned.
Roger.
There.
Go ahead, Chief.
what, you and your partner head to the area 248 Countryway, 248 Countryway, a male walking down the street. Just the description, rough description, no backpacks. Do a soft ride by on him and see what your thoughts are. Margolini's backing you up on that. He's in a Chevy pickup. 248 Countryway. I want an unmarked soft ride by on that individual. Let's see, you'll see what you got.
422 to 420. It's going to be hot subject. It's an elderly gentleman.
Receive that, thank you. Can you come back to the command post?
Roger.
48 Countryway, checked out.
Yes, sir, we have that.
Control, be advised that Chief Quigley is going to be in charge of traffic. He's going to be mobile in Lima 1 with comms to the communications center up back. He's going to shut down traffic at Hollett and Countryway, and in the village on Countryway. We're not going to allow traffic through that area.
Yeah.
20 to control.
Go ahead, Chief.
Okay, have one of our available units go down to Dr. Price's office down in Situate Harbor. Just confirm with him that nobody's at his residence, and that just advise him that we don't want him home until he hears from us.
Okay, received. The Chief?
Yes, sir.
Okay, received.
Kevin. If she's home, she's driving a red station wagon. Dr. and Mrs. Price away on vacation.
Okay, copy that. A SWAT team did go there. They didn't find anybody. Is there any way to get in touch with that party by phone and advise not to come home until the safe is just open?
Correct. I just tried the landline. I got nothing. I got a cell phone now. I'm going to call it right now.
Be advised, Sergeant Pullman is going to take a ride around the perimeter, and he's going to do a roll call of everybody we got. So we'll have that in 5 or 10 minutes.
Excellent. Lieutenant Stevenman's working on getting that on paper.
Okay, Sarge. Sarge, can you go up to Owls Crossing off the Manlot and Countryway and facilitate the sniffle of those kids here?
Andrew.
20 to Lima 1, Chief Quigley.
Affirmative, what do you got?
We have a 911 call from someone at 44 Meeting House Lane. He said it's not an emergency, but he has someone working on his house, like an officer, to come check it out. 44 Meeting House Lane.
Roger. Excuse me, so.
Control on.
Can you confirm the WMS on the subject?
Just give us 1 second, we're confirming the site.
Okay, Roger.
Here. Second. We have a 911 call of 489 Hillary across the street. A lady reporting a suspicious yellow truck at one of the construction sites at the new house. She said it looked like they might be taking materials.
20 to Sergeant Pullman. CP, they need that information on the perimeter of the roll call there. I want this hydration drop.
Okay, I'm with Lieutenant Truman right now. We're going over it, Chief.
559 to Citrus. Otherwise, at Countryway at the train station, I say they spotted somebody on Dawn Street in the woods that fits that body's description. And that's what I was told. I want to go half the officers here.
Did they say about how long ago?
Boston 59 to Situate again.
Go ahead.
Guys, does this party have a cowboy hat, per chance?
Negative. I was reported as a Red Sox baseball hat.
Good enough. Thank you.
Received.
That media element has been told to leave Cushing and go by the old high school.
Received.
Preschool has been emptied out. It's secure. I'm clear.
Control to 424.
K9
Can you head to 1 Blanchard Farm Road? We had a caller report that his wife was home alone, the door was wide open, and he was just like the residence check.
We're to 1 Blanchard Farm Road.
Control on Blanchard Road.
Sergeant Tarantino's with me on.
Received.
Yours to clear. We checked out the house. It's all secure.
Received.
Are you all set?
Proceed.
Situate perimeter units. He says he's going to come out to the road, so be alert. Be alert. He says he's coming out to the road to give up.
421, any Situate patrol units that are in the north area of the PSC, make sure you pull back significantly to let the TAC group handle this.
29 to 420.
Go ahead, 429.
Yeah, state police just suggested I move the media back from this location.
Report of a domestic, last name, Fonz. Mother of four, been fighting with her son.
3-4, I'll be on a delay response. I'll be there momentarily.
3-4 is en route. Just checking to see if you guys are all set.
Gotcha.
Okay, received.
Units, you can secure.
26, received.
129 is going to transport that subject to the booking room and have fire meet them there.
Roger.
Down for probably another 20 minutes, half hour. Keep it shut down for 20 minutes, half hour from Boothill to Manlot.
Peace has been restored for now. Officer Lawrence is going to transport this body to a different residence. This is verbal only. Could you give Officer Lawrence the OF on this, please? Do you want to just put in the new sheet that email by his advisor for right?
Just waiting on that photographer. Is he coming in?
Yeah, he's right here by the roadway. He's coming in.
Received. We're going through it now.
21 to 22.
Coming out with the backpack now. The K-9's going to do a search of the area.
Here, receive that.
Have a missed dial, 911. Last name's Rogers.
Received.
Back in service. Do you have anything pending?
Negative, we do not.
Roger.
Control, I'll be going out number 10, country control.
Receive that, 3-4.
Check to control. Technology problem. I'll be in this creep until further notice.
Receive that. Control K-9. Control the K-9. Hold no line.
I'll be clear. Confirm back to general.
Could you check behind the old station and also the parking lot of the VFW any media that's there? Just tell them to relocate to the parking lot up here. They're going to do it in the side parking lot.
Are you guys looking for clearing that area down there? I want to see if we can get traffic moving again on 3A. The cell phone is charged.
Everybody over on the other side here, they're still searching. And some of the dogs are off lead.
21 to 431.
31.
We have traffic running on Manlot now, correct? That's affirmative. Every seat.
Pass the launch of the media.
Thank you.
3A is now going to be open.
Receive that, thank you.
Receive that.
Receive. We're off of 3A, it's open now. ATF and environmental are going to step off from the
Woodline just north of the station and work that way. We'll be off the roadway.
Okay, received. You're comfortable with two-way traffic then?
Affirmative.